Good morning. We are extremely pleased that you are here. It is good to come together for the purpose of co-creating. Do you agree?
Yes.
Co-creating at its best, really. You are enjoying your leading edge position here in your physical form. We see you have dragged your bodies here. It is good. You are appreciating the evolution of your desire. Are you finding that the contrast that you deliberately were born into is serving you well? Are you appreciating the contrast because of its life-giving quality? We always poke and prod a little bit there because often our physical friends are not that excited about the contrast in which they live. Many, especially when they realize that they came forth from a place of pure positive energy, sometimes they say, and why in the world would we project ourselves into an environment where there is so much that we don't want? What were we thinking? And they often look around their environment and find things that they like and they say, yes, I like that. But then they look around and they see things they don't like and they say, oh no, I do not want that. And then they resist that. They vote against it or push against it or find themselves feeling negative about it. And they often yearn for an environment. Let me find a relationship or let me find a job or let me find a home or a community or an environment where mostly only really good things happen. Because when I'm surrounded by really good things, I feel so much better than when there are bad things in the mix. And we say, if you did not have the ability to focus, we could understand that concern. But since you are a focusing mechanism who has the ability to give your attention to what you choose, then we know that from your broader perspective, you would far rather have a buffet of choices than a buffet with no choices. And you say, oh, but Abraham, you misunderstand. A buffet with only things I like to eat, what could possibly be wrong with that? And we say, you'd never find any improvement in what you eat. If you did not have the ability to evaluate contrast and to play what you want against what you don't want, you would not be able to come to new conclusions, which means the expansion of the universe would cease. Don't worry about it, it will never happen. You were wisely and deliberately born into an environment of enormous contrast. And from your broader non-physical perspective, you wanted that so much because you knew the value of it. So as we visit with our physical friends, we understand why, when you haven't remembered that you have the ability to focus, and even more, you haven't figured out how to guide your thoughts. In other words, when there's so much that you could think about, and so much that's being projected through your airwaves and through your interaction with one another, we can understand how confusing it must be to try to sort out all of the possible things that you might think about. It must just drive you nuts. But when you remember who you are and the vibrational stance from which you have come, you're going to remember that it is not only very easy to remain focused in the direction of that which you are, but that nothing else will do from your broader perspective. It is the eternal, inevitable nature of your being to continue to expand. And you will, and are. In fact, you can't stop that expansion. It is so assured. So we want to sort of give you a very brief version of the big picture to help you to understand that you were source energy before you came into this physical body and that you still are source energy even though you are now in this physical body. Now that's something that most humans don't really consciously acknowledge. They think, oh, I hope there was something before this, and even more, I hope there will be something after this, but few understand that you are non-physically and physically focused at the same time, and that both of those perspectives are active vibrations within you at all times. You're not dead or alive. In fact, you're never dead. You're always alive and alive. And so you come forth from non-physical, focused into this physical body, and by your attention to different subjects, you activate vibrational frequencies within you. And the vibrational frequency that you activate as a result of what you're giving your attention to now is having vibrational feedback from the perspective of Source within you. For example, when you look at yourself in the mirror and you feel contempt for yourself, you don't like yourself, you feel unworthy, you feel incapable, you feel guilty, you feel not enough, and you feel that negative emotion that you would call unworthiness, or you might call it guilt, or maybe even blame, self-blame. When you feel those negative emotions, the reason that those emotions are present within you is because your vantage point about you is so different from your Source vantage point about you. When you look in the mirror and you feel proud of yourself, or you feel eager about something, or you like yourself, or you feel satisfaction with who you are, the reason that those feelings feel so good is because you're on the same vibrational wavelength with Source. Source, who always adores you. Same thing goes if you are looking at someone else. Anytime you feel negative emotion, no matter what you call it or how extreme or soft it is, every time you feel negative emotion, it means one simple thing. You, in your human form, have deviated from your opinion of Source. Now that is a magnificent thing to understand, because when you connect with that consciously, you have now activated, in a real sense, in a real time, moment to moment, conscious sense, your own guidance system. You can always tell where you are right now in relationship with that broader perspective. And that is of enormous value to you, because that broader perspective is the culmination of all that you have become. That broader perspective is the eternal you in its most evolved form.